Number three, listen. Really listen. Respond, do not react. Two things get in the way of listening. First, we react so quickly to our kids or parents that we miss their true intentions. We're not really hearing what they're saying. We are interpreting their words and getting defensive. See, when your kids say, "I don't want to," or "I hate you," it's usually not personal. Don't take it so personally. Learn to hear the frustration underneath. See, if you heard it the right way, you may hear it as, "Dad, I'm so frustrated and overwhelmed right now, and I have no idea how to handle this. So I'm going to let out all of my frustration on you because I know you'll never leave me." Ah, see, so if you hear that, you could respond with, "You know what? Sounds like you're really frustrated. Now, taking it out on me is not going to help you, but if you want to go for a walk, I'll listen and help however I can." See, now I just went from confrontation to a conversation and problem solving. Now I just saved a 2-hour fight with screaming, yelling, and consequences. Now I just became the trusted person my kids can come to with issues instead of going to their teenage friends,
who in my experience have pretty terrible advice. So kids, when your parents say no, all you tend to hear is, "My parents are mean and don't care about me." But if you really heard it the right way, you may hear it as, "I know from 40 years of life experience that people who do this always get hurt and they regret it. Because I love you, I'm saving you from that pain. Listen, really listen. Here's what's behind most of the things your parents are nagging you about and that drive you absolutely crazy. I love you more than you can ever imagine. I love you and I want the best for you. That's what I want you to hear." Because if you hear that, you can respond with, "I don't like your decision, but I'm going to respect it because I believe you want the best for me." Try saying that to your parents sometime and see if you get more yeses from them in the future. What you may really hear is, "I have so much anxiety about your future and your choices that sometimes I overreact and say no to everything." If you hear that, you could respond with, "Mom, Dad, will you trust me to try doing this on my own so I can prove to you that I can be responsible?"